This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. I know, I look like a chia pet, don't I? All over the place. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me emails, just totally being involved in the conversation. It's the way you should be. Well, better that way, anyhow. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. God bless. I don't even know where to start. I mean that sincerely. Don't even know where to start. But I will talk today a little bit about, we don't have enough information about what went down to start making, assumptions of what happened, how we could fix it. These shootings are down in a matter of minutes. Right? This kid posted on Instagram before he went crazy. You can't tell me that nobody knew. There wasn't any signs that this kid was going off the rails. So, my comment is, it's a total picture. Not just throwing it on the guns or the cars. We've had stories of that, right? You've had stories of how, somebody grabs a car at night, whatever. But let's talk about the car, the van in England at the time. Remember, mowed down a bunch of people. The fellow that mowed down a bunch of people in Wisconsin during the parade, Christmas parade, I believe it was. There are a million ways to kill people. And some of these people, they're going to find a way to make it happen, no matter what they have to do. So let's talk about it as a whole, as a whole approach. Because this is just nuts and doing it this way. And Biden coming out and just speaking again, for God's sakes, what in the name of God are we going to do something about this? You guys have had control. I know you're tired of hearing it, but it's true. You've had control of the Senate, the Congress, and the presidency. What did you do? If this was so important, such a big deal, this is where politics really is dangerous. Because they don't care about this. Would you please understand that? If they did, it would have been the first thing on their list of agenda of things to do when they took control back. First thing. What did they get? Nothing. You know why? Because the Dems know in the areas, in some of the areas that they're in, if they go like full on bore ban on guns like they want to do, they'll never get elected again. Never. Because even the rank-and-file Democrats, I always hear this, we want sane gun control laws. Well, what does that mean? Got to ask them what it means. Because to them, when they talk about sane immigration laws, it's open borders. period. Look, listen, they're fighting a law. God bless. They're fighting an executive order that President Trump put in place that the courts are upholding that basically says you've got to remain in Mexico before you come over here. You have to be checked for COVID. Right? You've got to be clear for COVID, too. They're letting them loose without a COVID shot. Your kid can't, if they had their way, your kid wouldn't go to school without a COVID shot. It's not even stop with the double standard stuff. There's no double standard. There is no standard. None. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really. This is getting extremely old. So as I was saying before I go ahead and play this, that the death toll, now, this is a later report. I don't know how true this is. Originally, I heard it was 19 children, one adult, or 18 children, one adult. Now I'm hearing it's 18 children, three adults were shot. And so as soon as we get some real information, I'll let you know. So the gunman, when he opened fire at the Texas Elementary School, they didn't know how many people had been shot at first or killed or injured or anything. Now, the state police were talking about the shooting at Robb Elementary School in a small town of Uvalde, I guess it is. It's the deadliest shooting in American elementary school since the attack at Sandy Hook. Superintendent Hal Harrell was heartbroken. He said the school's been canceled through the rest of the year. Activities have been put on hold. Graduation's been put... I don't think... You shouldn't kill the graduation. You shouldn't pause it. None of that. Let these kids... You know, one thing I learned when it happened to us in my area was the faster you get back to normal for these kids, the better. It's tough. You give them the counseling they need. You give them the help they need. But they got to get back to a normal way of living. Right? And it'll give them a sense of security. I'm just going by what they said. Texas across the state are grieving for the victims, according to Governor Greg Abbott. Right? It's a terrible loss. It's a big deal. Could somebody have done something about it? We don't know yet. Not till you get the real information. Stop guessing. Come and see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or make
maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Listen, we're talking about the shooting, and our hearts and prayers go out to those families. I don't want to comment a whole bunch on the shooting itself until you find out really what took place there. And you know, and it's pure evil. Nothing but evil. I know some of you don't believe in that whole good and evil and devil and non-devil and whatever, but you know what? It exists. And this is proof that it exists. What takes an 18-year-old boy and make him do such a hateful, or allows him to do, or let him think that he could do such a hateful thing? You know, I'm trying to get Dr. B back on. She's, you know, just went through a race herself, an election race. And there's a big part of this that has to do with mental health. And nobody wants to talk about it. Everybody's afraid to say anything. Yep, somebody in the chat room. I mean, I'm on board with you. I'm poo-pooed all the time, but I'm telling you, it makes a difference. You know, I remember years ago, they used to talk about television being an influence. And, you know, Hollywood say, no, it's not, no, it's not, no, it's not. And then you'd hear from the psychiatrist say, well, you know, actually, yes, it is. And part of it was when you see all that killing and violence all day long, you get desensitized to it. You see it. It's not as ugly as it used to be. Right? The kids become desensitized to it. Become second nature. I remember having a Marine, I don't know if he was a drill sergeant, but he was an instructor. And he came on it. We were talking years ago when the show first started, with the first 2 or 3 years of the show. And he said that he thought, he believed that the kill rates were better from the guys entering into the Marines because of the video games. They learned how to get accurate and fast at the whole nine yards through the video games. And besides, it was just a video game. They weren't really hurting anybody. Desensitized. And somebody in the chat room said, there's no way you can convince me that these video games these kids are playing doesn't numb the minds of these kids. They don't. And I do. I agree. Just like TV, it turns their mind into mush. And it's not just a matter of what they're playing. Where is their mind at? What do they really believe? You know what I'm saying? What do they really believe? What do they, you know, are they able to make the difference between truth and fantasy? Are they able to pull it back together? It's just amazing. And again, plus, they can't help themselves. Anyway, and that's what I mean, how they pull all this together. And why not look at these kids that are playing video games? I would love to do psychiatric evaluations on some of them, just to see how they progress over the years. I'm just curious. Well, what's wrong? Am I not allowed to ask that? So it's they're not understanding between truth and a video game. It's very hard for them to distinguish between the two. And I will bet you money the video game industry, billion-dollar industries, are ones that are keeping this out of the limelight and making sure that these studies aren't done, and if they're done, that they're kept very quiet. There's no doubt in my mind. So, the so-called president, Joe Biden today, decided to give a speech about this. I'm almost reluctant to play it because it's going to send my blood pressure into overdrive. Take a listen, please. It's very short. I wouldn't torture you.
There's a lot we don't know yet. There's a lot we do know. The parents who will never see their child again, never have them jump in bed and cuddle with them. Parents will never be the same. To lose a child is like having a piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out. Suffocating. And it's never quite the same. It's a feeling shared by the siblings and the grandparents and the family members and the community that's left behind. Scripture says, Jill and I have talked about this in different contexts, in other contexts, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. So many crushed spirits. So tonight, I ask the nation to pray for them. Give the parents and siblings the strength in the darkness they feel right now. As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name...
Here he goes.
Are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done? It's been 3,448 days, 10 years since I stood up at a high school in Connecticut, a grade school in Connecticut, where another gunman massacred 26 people, including 20 first graders at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Since then, there have been over 900 incidents of gunfires reported on school grounds. Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Santa Fe High School in Texas. Oxford High School in Michigan. The list goes on, and the list grows when it includes mass shootings at places like movie theaters, houses of worship, as we saw just 10 days ago at a grocery store in Buffalo, New York. I am sick and tired of it. We have to act. And don't tell me we can't have an impact on this carnage. I spent my career as a senator and a vice president working to pass common sense gun laws. We can and won't prevent every tragedy, but we know they work and have positive impact. When we passed the assault weapons ban, mass shootings went down. When the law expired, mass shootings tripled. The idea that
I got to call him out on that. I can't let that go. That's not true. When you look at the real numbers, that's just flat out not true. They did not triple. They did not take a nosedive. An assault weapon. What is an assault weapon? What is an assault weapon? None of them can tell you what it is. It's nuts. But they play in your heartstrings. There's no real solution. There's not a real one put forward. They play on your heartstrings. Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a minute.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
At least 18 students and three adults are dead after a teenage gunman ran onto the grounds of an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, while fleeing from police on Tuesday afternoon. President Joe Biden addressed the nation Tuesday night.
To lose a child is like having piece of your soul ripped away. There's a hollowness in your chest. You feel like you're being sucked into it and never going to be able to get out. It's suffocating. It's never quite the same.
President Biden has directed that American flags be flown at half-staff through sunset on Saturday in honor of the victims. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued a statement earlier Tuesday saying the entire state is grieving for the victims of this, quote, senseless crime, unquote, and he thanked first responders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Come to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously. You got to check this president out around every corner. Otherwise, he throws out stats. He throws out things that just aren't true. Flat out aren't true. That gun violence went down when they did an assault weapon ban. Although none of them play what an assault weapon is, that's even the funnier thing. And then on top of that, they tripled when it came. No, it didn't. They didn't. Really? Let's finish up his speech, even though I don't want to. No, sincerely, because I can't handle the lies. And people are buying these lies at a time when kids are. These kids haven't even been taken to the morgue yet, and he turns into a political argument. I'm going to say it again. They had total control of the Congress, the Senate, and the presidency. They could have easily have passed this. Why didn't they? No, really, why didn't they? It's that simple. So if they really wanted to do it, if they really felt it was the right thing to do, just make it happen. And let the Republicans suffer through. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Let's hear more about what the president had to say about this gun issue. Take a listen.
18-year-old kid can walk into a gun store and buy two assault weapons. It's just wrong. What in God's name do you need an assault weapon for except to kill someone?
Joe, what's an assault weapon? Seriously, an AR-15? What did he say it was? Was it an AK-17? Or remember when he gave that speech? Couldn't even tell you what the gun was. Right? What is an AR-15? 15, Joe, do you know? It might look like those cool guns that Hollywood has in all the movies to make the heroes look cool. Yeah, because Hollywood's against guns, you know.
Deer aren't running through the forest with Kevlar vests on, for God's sake? It's just sick. And the gun manufacturers have spent two decades aggressively marketing assault weapons, which make them the most and largest profit. For God's sake, we have to have the courage to...
Where did he get that number? Actually, Joe, Obama, Newsom, they're some of the best gun salespeople that we have. They need to put their mouth... Seriously, they need to really tell people where they're getting this information. That's what I want to know. Right? So seriously, I want to know where you came up with these numbers. But you won't hear it.
Stand up to the industry. Here's what else I know.
How about you start jailing those people with bail, Joe? Why don't you start doing stuff like that? Not worry about the color. Not worry about, you know, where they grew up. None of that. Why don't you start actually putting people in jail with bail, caught with illegal guns? There's lots of them. Even the gang members in Chicago admit and agree that it's a revolving door there. They get caught, they go in, the gun is taken away, they go out the back door, they go back to the street, they get another gun. Where are they getting the guns? They ain't going to the manufacturers, they ain't going to the local gun store, I guarantee it. But see, they won't talk about this stuff. They refuse.
Most Americans support common sense laws. Common sense.
What is common sense, though? See, I said it before. When Dems talk common sense immigration, duck and cover. They're talking about open borders, anything goes, no shots for the immigrants, for the illegals. So what do they mean by this?
Sense gun laws. I just got off a trip from Asia, meeting with Asian leaders. And I learned of this while I was on the aircraft. And what struck me on that 17-hour flight, what struck me was these kinds of mass shootings rarely happen anywhere else in the world. Why?
It's a lie. No, I say that because, look, we're not new to this. Let's start off there. All right? I've done these shows before, and if you head over to the website, joemessina.com, you can actually do a search for the stories I've done on the gun numbers. Because I keep talking about how we have the highest, you know, kill rate or whatever they're calling it. I don't know. Gun violence. They say we have the highest of any nation. And it's not true. You know, when you talk about it, first of all, you're suggesting that every nation is properly reporting. How about that? We'll put it that way. Honestly reporting to you. Really? You think that's true? Because, you know, the virus didn't come from China, right? Do you think that's true? But really, when you sit down and think about it, think it through. Are again, you think these little countries too are telling you where? When you actually look at the numbers, and I'll try to find them for you in a minute. When you actually look at the numbers per capita on gun violence, you're going to find out we're not there. We're way down on the list. You know, when you look at, was it Newsom and Obama wanted to allow gun manufacturers to be sued for this. It's just amazing. The list that goes on and on with this stuff. I love it. It's just amazing to me in more ways than one. And people really truly need to do your homework. You need to make sure you truly do understand. You know, what's he talk about? The, God bless. I hate computers, man. I really do. I don't even know what to tell you about it. But when you look at the actual list of who's actually reporting, okay, you find out that, sincerely, you're not getting the real information. You should, but you're not getting the real, and they're not going to give it to you anyway. You already know that. Why should they? What are you going to do, not give them money anymore? You know, I did a piece a long time ago, you know, Mr. Obama, gun violence isn't just in the U.S. Because that's what they want you to believe. You need to fact check everything that pops out of there. On July 20, 2012, 12 people are killed when a gunman enters the movie theater, right? This is what they want to hang on. July 22nd, a mass killer, I can't even pronounce this guy's name, he killed 77 people in Norway in twin attacks. Right, you got the Fort Hood killing, and then in April 30th of 2009, 29 people were killed in Azerbaijan, right, at the State Oil Academy. Then he went on to kill 12 more people, and then killed himself. The gunman killed himself. I can go through, how many is here? There's 30 of these, and the majority in other countries. So when they start telling you that the only place that these things, he just said in his own words, we're the only country that has these mass shootings. That was a lie. And people believed him. Just amazing. On September 23rd, Matt Saari, 22, he walked into a vocational training college in Finland. He opened fire, killed 10 people, then turned around and shot himself. Coward. Yeah, you heard me. Coward. It just never stops. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Don't let them get away with this. Be back in a few minutes.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In '95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am back. Once I am back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, that's true, in the chat room. Want to talk about gun violence? What are the Russians doing to the Ukrainians? Story for another day. Joe Bazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I just went during the break. I went over to the website, and I did some looking for some of the stories I've written about gun violence in the past. And I find it interesting, because a lot of times I don't write the stories. I go find stories about the issue, kind of comment on them, and then I put them up on the website. So I went back to grab the links, and as I'm grabbing the links and going to those pages, the pages have been taken down. So even the information that I have to prove from the FBI, so for instance, back in 2015, December 9th, I put up an article, talked about the new FBI report that validated what we've been saying for years, which is more guns make for a safer community. Right? This was from the FBI now. Because according to MSNBC, CNN, and others, Americans are just gun fanatics with an oozing bloodlust, and they can't, you know, we won't have any progress so we stop looking at things that way. And I remember at the time Eric Holder came out, and he was shaming people, saying, look, until guns become like cigarettes were, we shame people to stop smoking. Well, until we shame people to stop owning guns, this is what's going to happen. Well, according to the FBI report, the exact opposite is true. When you have more guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens, they actually create a safer society. So it's so clear that that's true that the FBI had to admit to it. But here's the deal. The link that I have, when you go to it, is gone. You get a 404 error, which means the page doesn't exist. So not only did they have to get rid of the page, but they kind of had to purge it and clean it. Right? Anyway, it's, again, they want the guns gone. Look at everything that's happening. They want you dependent on the government for your medicine, for your food, for your, you know, your living. Totally dependent on the government. That's where you need to be. It should be scary to any of you. Not making it up as I go. Go look at the stories yourself. And Joey B's been on this boat for a long... Yeah, let's finish up. I didn't want to, but let's finish up his speech. It's only another minute, okay? We'll give him that much.
They have mental health problems. They have domestic disputes in other countries. They have people who are lost. But these kinds of mass shootings never happen with the kind of frequency they happen in America. Why? Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone to the courage to deal with it and stand up to the lobbies?
That's a great question.
It's time to turn this pain into action for every parent, for every citizen of this country. We have to make it clear to every elected official in this country. It's time to act. It's time for those who obstruct or delay or block the common sense gun laws. We need to let you know that we will not forget. Good. We can do so much more. We have to do more. Our prayer tonight is for those parents lying in bed and trying to figure out, will I be able to sleep again? What do I say to my other children? What happens tomorrow?
You know,
may God bless the loss of innocent life on this sad day. And may the Lord be near the brokenhearted and save those crushed in spirit, because they're going to need a lot of help and a lot of our prayers. God love you.
Yeah, goodbye. Think about what he did. You know, he opened up with a heartfelt, heart-wrenching message to the families. Okay, I think for a moment there, he really, 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 really hurt him. Right? He quoted scripture, and he should have just stopped there. But he couldn't, they can't have control themselves. Come on, let's be honest about it, right? Then he launches in this whole negative thing against, well, come on, it's aimed at, can we just be honest with it? He's aimed at Republicans, isn't he? And it's almost impossible for us to come together for many reasons. And I mean many reasons as a country. Because we keep hearing these lies that are being fed to us. Really, seriously. The numbers that he gave were wrong. The numbers he gave that were a lie. And yet he wants us to come together. And yet they accuse us of misinformation. They accuse us of lying. Right? They expect us to disarm after the last 26 months remind us how governments are capable of. Right? Why we have the Second Amendment in the first place. Why the deck? Go back, for those of you on the left that just can't follow any of this. go back and actually, the declaration takes you less than 15 minutes to read. Go back and read the declaration. Read what they were doing, why they pulled, you know, why we left England, Britain, whatever. Right? What they expected of us. I did a whole show around it. You need to go back to it. You need to go back and listen. You know, when you think about it, Joe referenced Joey B. Did he reference, was it Columbine? I don't know. That happened in 1999, right? Sandy Hook was about 10 years ago. So, what does the Department of Education put out there from on the federal level to educate our kids, to help with mental health, to help our teachers? Right? We give almost $70 billion a year to the Department of Education. What have they done? We've got some of the worst performing schools on the planet. What have they done? Our kids are definitely going to know that they can choose whatever sex they want to choose or whatever gender they want to choose as the day goes on. Right? I mean, seriously. But can they add? Can they do algebra? Do they know real history? Not 1619, real history. No, they don't. I mean, I'm to the point now where I don't know if I don't know if I would cross a bridge or go into a building that was built by an engineer or designed by an engineer that came out of an American school. That's where we're getting to. Really. Anyway, think of all the money. These ideas are just popping into my head. Think of all the money that we spent to arm the Ukrainians was it Jim Jordan? He went through a list of the ridiculous money that we're spending on some of the dumbest things. Remember that whole thing with the shrimp on the treadmill? That was a real story, by the way. Millions of dollars there. We can spend billions of dollars to arm Ukrainians and send all kinds of money overseas. But we can't find the money to secure our schools. Really? No, really. You know, and then again, with no real follow-through or real information on any of this, you had a half a dozen of these, well, I don't want to call them news outlets. Let's call them information outlets. How's that? Good, bad, or different. Right? ABC was the first in making this disgusting deed by a murderer about race and immigration, even abortion to a degree. How does this help? See, everything for them comes back to racism, right? Protecting a woman's right. I don't get any of this. And we let them, we let them get away with it. You know? I know nobody wants to talk about it. Why don't we start bringing back some of these mental institutions with today's technology? Not the technology of the 1950s, today's technology. Okay, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.